Hey guys, thanks for listening to another episode. Yes, this is actually a different episode for this one because I, for one, believe this should be addressed, especially among podcasters and all that. But even so, I like to address it upon my side. Of course, yes, writing is super important. Writing has always been like a tremendous attribute in everything I do, but even so, I also brainstorm and all that and all that. For those who don't know and are not in the United States, the industry that is going on right now is that the WGA, the Writers Guild Association, or Writers Guild of America, either on the East and West, you get the both sides of those, of course, they're suffering a contract deal. This happened so many moons ago, because this is like by far in my lifetime twice that this happened. This is the second strike that I've seen in my life, and of course this is always negotiation here, negotiation there, but this is like literally a fight for rights kind of feel on the whole thing. Hopefully we're not doing a 100-day strike, because I really would like to continue doing my work, which is, you know, producing and making episodes. So it's definitely something I'm looking forward to when I have the chance. So of course, just to get clarify of the whole ordeal, it's basically the situation of how monetary our writers are, how things are being unfair, and the introduction of artificial intelligence in writing also was one of the major things. But even so, it is about fair wages and the amount of what we can do with our work. It's like literally like, you know, important for both writers as well as many people who's doing their content on either writing a script or putting together the ideas. And even so, this one is like really important beyond, you know, anything I've seen. Wow. let's see. As a independent, this is actually on my side on this one. Even though I am not contracted, I am not buying to any ruling or anything else, I do stand with the WGA, either the East, West Coast. These guys are literally like secondary trajectory, kind of like, you know, long brother and sister kind of deal, because the majority of my work, I do writing for certain things. If you haven't seen any of my shorts that I put on YouTube, it's understandable, it's okay. Even with my short that I finally finished, I'm still finding the time to release it. So I'm just hoping to release that sometime soon. But even so, with the current act and current situation with the writer strike that's happening now, I feel the need to hold my production for a while to see what could be done, or what could be, you know, what could be doing for us independent writers, as well as, you know, staying behind the actual writers, the unionized ones, because they are by far like us, but they're under contract, they have productions that are going right now. And even so, they're as much as us as we are them. So Of course, you know, this is also sound like it's been a few more other things happening with this, but even so, this does halt a lot of productions. In my neck of the woods, this kind of halt a lot of other things that's happening later this year. If a movie's already not being made, the development on that is like pre-production level right there, because that's with the writing, the coming up the ideas, the thought behind of why this scene's here to why that scene's being, you know, made is like by far something to worry about. And this to me personally is that if there's like licensed material and all that, there's no absolute way for it to be made, because that is against, and I'm going to quote this too, it's against license and many other things, and it's not cool, but at the same time it's like it's understandable, because you are seeing in firsthand that if you can't get your project funded or get your project in row, because some studio head saying like something totally different, or that, you know, the script has to be redone and all that, that's like literally taking away out of both the, you know, production out of every which way on that one. So it's very terrible. But even so, I'm right there with my fellow writers, both independent and union, because, well, we literally like put these things together, even if it's original content or a thought that we've thought about. This is what happens when there's some more negotiation and not a lot of doing, you know. I mean, granted, what I'm also seeing on other social media like TikTok, Facebook, and all that, I'm also seeing that there's a lot of people lending their hands, because hey, they too are also writers, and I for one believe that when we all stand together, we make like a huge voice heard. And as much as I would join the people in my city, in my neck of the woods, I personally can't, I'm afraid, because I have other obligations that is outside the production, outside the entertainment biz, because I literally have to keep in mind of not only my personal life, but also what I do on social media. So, granted, I want to, I just can't. I'm somewhat in where I'm in between, but at the same time, I'm like, I have other obligations that I have to do. So I do want to apologize, and even so, I want to state this in this episode here, that yes, there are things that I'm still trying to put out there, as well as yes, there have been previous episodes that I have already pre-written and not able to brought out. And yes, this also would count for the blogs, because the blogs require me writing, and personally I feel like that's a huge no-no, because the writer strikes is about writing and everything else. So as much as I would like to write the stuff, I can't. I would literally have to go back to the drawing board to do two different things on that one. And the two different things is that, hey, I'm gonna be holding the blog for up until when this strike is cleared up, to hey, hopefully, you know, I know what my other fellow entertainment people are gonna tell me, that it's okay, you can do what you gotta do. But personally, me, I feel like I'm gonna disrespect, you know, the wishes of other members that I know. So I'm gonna stand by on not doing anything with my blog. But when it comes down to this podcast here, that's my voice. All right, this is like somewhat premeditated scripting, but at the same time, it's me telling you, like, hey, I'm talking and letting you guys know how I feel about this certain review, comparing to what I written it down and let you know what exactly I'm feeling by words instead of like saying them. So yeah, this is by far an interesting episode to point out. And even so, I just want to clarify it, like there's like two or three different outlets of me doing all these things. And when it comes down to writing, it's different. Performing, that's another difference, because that's acting. And literally putting my voice across, which is like literally right now, is that this is what I'm saying onto, you know, my audience, which is you guys, how I feel about the situation. If it's not a review, it might be another thing that deals with gaming. If it's not gaming, it's pretty much a personal blog, me telling you what's happening with the channels that I'm doing, as well as the stuff I'm at, which is like totally different, I will have to admit. But even so, this is what exactly is going on with me. I have other priorities that's outside of the entertainment, and yeah, I believe it stinks for anyone who is in the entertainment biz, who is seeing production sudden down, seeing things that are not look right, and not able to, you know, point out that, hey, this kind of suffer in our jobs, this is kind of stopping production in many ways. And even so, it's like, it is what it is. You know, we can't change minds real fast, because it's a lot of talk, it's a lot of deliberation. Nearly all the steps that we're doing right now, these are peaceful protesting, which by far we are just pointing out that, yes, this is what's happening, this is what's going on. Some of us will have to deal with it. Others are finding other means or other ways to just, you know, fill that void or enjoying at least a mini vacation. Because as soon as the deliberation is done, it's always going back to normal, but with the new order, if you will, or a new stage of us doing this, doing that, and doing other things. But, you know, personally, me, I want to stand with my fellow brethren and sisters on the entertainment biz, because we're like the backbone, if you will. We're the guiding light of how our talent, how our, you know, our people wants to say our words, but in the same time, like, cannot say the words. Literally, you're going to need your writers to be there at hand to make sure that whatever you're saying is what needs to be said. If not, alter it, change it, or just either deliver it in different ways of how to do it. And it is by far, I will admit this, this is by far a huge change in the whole entertainment biz, that if you don't have your writers, you don't really have like a story or anything to talk about. So it's beyond weird to even try to do something. Heck, right now I don't have a script for this episode, to be honest, because this is me literally putting out all my thoughts, my ideas, all out in the free flow. And yeah, this is like really like off the chain, raw as deal that I do on my podcast. But even so, this is how it is. It is understandable, but at the same time, like, it is what it is. We go along with whatever's going on with the world. If there is some entertainment, there is some entertainment. If there's no entertainment, then I'm afraid that, hey, it is either on hold, It's either on a delay, it's on cancellation, it's many things that deals with a production that we not only have to see through, but also at the same time, like, suffer. Because it's true, we're going to be suffering all this whole holding production and all that, because it is definitely stinks. And holy, you know, mountains. So yeah, this is how I feel about the writer strike that's over here in the U.S. because they're both family and friends in a way, and I for one am going to stand by doing certain things on my side without, you know, detrimentally going against my side. But even so, I would rather do this than not do that. And even so, I'm along with the ride with some of you guys, and it's not cool. So yeah, there will be some episodes that I have gone prior, that I already had pre-written, but after that, that's it. The rest of the episodes with current stuff or current reviews are kind of on hold, but at the same time, there won't be somewhat written, but there will be like storyline or so on that one. So it's something. I can't really put it out there. I could just hold it in place, but even so, I'm right there with them, and it's a long road that I'm not looking forward to. But even so, it is what it is. I'm gonna still do my other stuff. I'm still doing my gameplays, my, you know, Twitch, Kick, whatever. But after that, that's it. That's as far as it goes on anything that deals with writing. Just writing. Because when it comes down to the other stuff, I just work with whatever I got. So until the next episode, which I thank you for if you're listening to all the way at the end of this, as well as me ranting about the strike. Thank you. Hope you guys are doing quite well. I believe in the cause, which I'm right there with you. I'm going to be there in spirit because I have other obligations that I have to focus on, and also maybe do some revealing stuff later if the strike still continues. But even so, this is how I'm feeling with the situation, and until the next episode or so, you be good, you be safe out there, and as always, see ya. Hey guys, thanks for listening to this episode. Man, what a whirlwind of things happening. One, you can visit my Anchor page at anchor.fm/edcast20, where you can listen to my podcast in seven different podcasts. Spotify being one, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, CastBox, Google Podcasts, Pocket Cast, and Radio Public, where you can listen to not only the latest episodes, but some previous episodes as well. I also have, and believe it or not, a blog page now, edwardsreview2.wordpress.com. That is edwardsreview, all in one word, with the number 2.wordpress, WORDPRESS.com, where you can read my blog postings as well as the latest episodes that I've been posting on there. Both these sites are amazing, and I do thank for not only the sponsors that helped me out put this together, but also thank you guys for reading and watching this stuff, or kind of listening to this stuff. I haven't done any video yet. So yeah, for anchor.fm at Cast 20 is my Anchor page, as well as or edwardsreview2.wordpress.com for the blog posting. Thank you for visiting. See ya.